Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but I wasn't at the meeting that you went with ACL. Mm-hmm. But they also suggested they might possibly, no commitment, but might possibly be a financial partner in doing some of this.
Correct. If we went ahead with the middle pier extension, they were really interested in being able to not only moor up the current Independence, but also the next larger ship, which was the Constellation. It's approximately 40 feet larger than the Independence. But it's just large enough to where we can't moor it up right now to our docks. It's too wide. It's like 10 feet wider. But with this new area, the new dock, we would be able to moor them up. And they were very interested in that, so that they didn't have to tender in the people, especially on kind of the not-so-nice days. And we did talk briefly about financing, and they were very interested in seeing what we had to come up with, you know, as a total for the project, and we're starting to work on that.
Questions from the two people, you guys are behind me, weren't you?
What about the redesign we already have for the replacing the trestle out here and stuff? Is that, couldn't that be kind of molded into this whole deal? Yeah.
Yep, so that effort for the public landing, that's what's on the plan right here, that previous effort. You know, that was to accommodate cruise ship access, public access. It was to liven up this as a node along the harbor walk. So it was, you know, public viewing space. You may be able to dial some of that back when we dive into this again, just because you have some of that over here. So, but certainly, I think the public landing as a spot is an important node along the harbor walk. It's important to the harbor park. So I think it's still an important spot. I just think we may be able to dial it back just a bit from... because it doesn't have all those competing uses necessarily.
Tom?
If you, I'm just curious about the visual impact from the shore, both for the general public and for example, the Pearl and Archers. Yeah. And I mean, how is this going to look different to them, and particularly the Pearl? Just as looking at it from here, it looks like Larry's not going to be very happy with that, right? Oh, yeah. I'm just curious.
The wave breaker or the cruise ship?
I don't know what, for example, this is going to do to people having dinner at the Pearl, looking out into the harbor, or people standing here trying to view the harbor. Well, so what? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell from this.
We've definitely knocked that around, and there will be some changes. And one of the thoughts that we have when we go before the city council is to have a sketch-up model done, so you could stand in any one perspective and look at some of these new elements in the landscape. So
you may be gaining some new view corridors.
Right, sure. Right. I mean, for people to be able to walk out here, that's pretty appealing. Yeah. But I don't know about, you know, it's hard to tell the height of these things.
We did address the boardwalk at one time, making sure we had proper sight.
Yeah.
Right? So look, when people were on the boardwalk, they still could look out and not be obstructed.
Right.
So you could have some big yachts here that would also be interfering.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and the cruise ship, like the Independence, it's literally almost in the same spot. It's just all the passengers disembark and go this way towards Middle Pier instead of towards public landing. So that kind of location for that boat,
it's not that much different than where
it is
now.
It's very similar to where it is now. So that was in front of the Pearl then.
Right.
Now.
Right. So I think the walkway is the difference.
Yeah,
right?
Clearly.
A lot of people find the boats interesting to look at as well.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
The big
right, I'm not necessarily suggesting it's a negative, it's just
that
different.
Large boat that was in our docks this last summer with a helicopter, I mean, everybody has been down looking at that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those things that the yachts are interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chris? I'm interested in several things. One is, how much interest is there in yachts in the 200-foot range in coming here? I mean, are we talking flotillas of yachts, or one or two a summer?
No, you're not certainly talking flotillas. We will, of course, be marketing our facility.
Are we talking a steady parade of really large ones?
I would hope we would have a a fair number. If we have four or five slips that can accommodate them,
oh, I would hope so too.
I'd like to see them full if we can get them. But the reality is, no, they won't be full 100% of the time. You may have two, three in at a time, and that may be the extent of it for several years until it's. The yachting industry is, when you market to the industry as a whole, I mean, you're marketing to the world. Because these boats are international cruises, and it takes a while for the word to get out that Rockland's a stopping place.
It'd be really cool to see several trying to get in at once.
Yeah.
And also, what is the ratio in the harbor of fishing boats as opposed to the pleasure boats?
I couldn't answer that.
And have the fisher,
Matt probably has a better answer, better
fisher people
suggestion
have
on that.
Talked about all of this.
One of our, we have a fisherman on our commission, Richard Whitman, and so he's we fingers crossed as a conduit with the fishing community to let people know. And we also have another member of our commission has a has two of our children are fishermen.
And we're kind of stopping at Bowie Park. Is that it? We're not pushing into Tilson Avenue or along.
That the Rockland Harbor Trail is separate than what we're talking about tonight. Rockland Harbor Trail does have a meeting tomorrow.